STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
There is a tendency in our presentation of the gospel to stick with what makes people feel good. God loves you. God gave his life for you. He wants to be in a relationship with you. Now, these are all wholly true, but they are not the whole gospel. There is part of the gospel that many people shy away from. We don't like to talk about it. Even many churches avoid the subject. But when it's left out, it leaves people without a complete understanding of the gospel. I'm referring to final judgment. We would rather talk about God's love and grace and mercy. Of course, these are essential to the gospel message, but they are not sufficient. Something's missing. It's not enough to tell people they can be saved. We are commanded to tell them what they're saved from. When the Apostle Paul stood before Felix, the procurator of Judea, he had the opportunity to speak about faith in Christ Jesus. Fortunately, Luke tells us specifically what that looked like. Acts 24, verses 24 to 25 say this: "After some days, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus." So now he's going to tell us what that looks like. "And as he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, 'Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you.'" Now, please don't miss the significance of this text. Paul is summoned to speak before a great government official. This is his opportunity to carefully communicate the gospel. And as part of the gospel, he includes, and I quote, "the coming judgment." Furthermore, take note of Felix's reaction to Paul's message. He was alarmed. He was afraid. In fact, Felix tells him to go away. He can't bear to hear anymore. Some of us might think that Paul should have softened his message. Do we really want to frighten people with our message? Obviously, Paul was more concerned with accurately communicating the gospel than compromising the gospel to make people feel good. Lest you think that this was a one-time occurrence, consider Paul's words to the church in Rome. I cannot tell you how many times I've read these words and missed this key phrase. Listen as I read. Paul says, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the works of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." That's Romans 2, 14 to 16. Here, Paul is even more explicit. He tells us that God's coming judgment through Jesus is according to my gospel. Final judgment is part of the gospel. It's not a peripheral issue. It's not an add-on. No, it's fundamental to the gospel. Moreover, this is not unique with Paul. In his sermon to Cornelius and his family, Peter says this: "They put him," speaking of Jesus, "to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by him as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That's Acts 10, 38 to 43. Again, the gospel is preached. Peter proclaims the death and resurrection of Jesus. He preaches the forgiveness of sins for everyone who will believe in him. But Peter doesn't stop there. In fact, Jesus wouldn't let him stop there. Read the words in verse 42 over again. Peter tells us that Jesus commanded the disciples to testify about the coming judgment. Specifically, Jesus orders his followers to tell people that he is the one appointed by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. If we are to remain faithful to Christ and his teaching, then there must be room in our message for the wrath of God that comes at the final judgment. True enough, God is kind and loving and merciful and gracious, but he's also just and holy. Presenting one without the other just isn't the gospel. Both of these truths must be held together if we're to communicate the glorious gospel revealed in Scripture. A careful reading of the New Testament demonstrates this approach. God's love and justice, they aren't at odds with each other. In fact, they are presented next to each other. For example, Paul writes this, "Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed." Romans 2, 4 and 5. Within the same breath, Paul speaks of God's kindness and his righteous judgment that come on the day of wrath. Or consider the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Jump down to verse 36 and it says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." We must push back against the drift towards a seeker-sensitive gospel. As faithful followers of Jesus, we don't have the luxury of picking and choosing what parts of the gospel we will communicate. Always remember, the gospel is denied if it is changed or compromised. These aren't my words. Paul boldly states this in Galatians 1:9. He says, "As we have said before, so now we say it again. If anyone is preaching a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed."
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.